Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wipe your toast on me.
A couple good emails here. Brandon says, a friend of mine says his local bookie is streaming simulated Madden games on Twitch for people to bet on. Last night, Brady on the Buccaneers against the Patriots without Brady, and the Buccaneers won by 2 touchdowns.
Here's the deal, though.
Did that beat the spread?
The guy streaming him knows the winner. He can call Buddy, bet on Twitch. I don't get this. I don't get it, how you can't get around this stuff and just make some
money.
Can't
you do it live? Couldn't it be a live?
Oh, yeah.
You can stream those things live.
I got it.
Now, it also
can't you throw the game?
You can put it in simulated mode where nobody's playing.
Oh, that's right.
The computer is just playing
that
itself.
You don't know who wins. Yeah. Right. That's a good point.
So you don't know the outcome.
You're right.
Even the guy who sets up the game
doesn't know the outcome. You're still a degenerate.
I know, but that's
that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No. I can't call anybody a degenerate after our last break, by the way. So I apologize to you so-called degenerate gamblers after that big drug-fueled rage we just did. like all that stuff we did was normal. It's not, kids.
How do you watch that? I would watch that.
Yeah. I'd check it out for a while.
Do you need a commercial? Yeah. You need a special link?
Let's go on your Twitch thing.
Like you would Zoom, or can you just go to Twitch and find it?
I don't know.
You probably just go to Twitch.
Well, but you'd have to figure out which one they were talking about.
Because aren't there 18 zillion choices on Twitch?
Yes, as I understand it.
Some dude losing his mortgage money on a Twitch game, simulated Madden.
I'm going to bet the whole stimulus check on the simulated Madden game.
And people in Colorado are jumping off high-rise buildings after consuming mushrooms, but they're gliding gently down to the ground. Yeah.
By the way, not true kids. Not true. You jump off a building, you die. It's always been true. It always will be true. All right. And pushes efforting our buddy Willie Farrell, live from Des Moines.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
National Cheese Ball Day.
Cheese ball.
Oh, yeah.
I find them disgusting.
Not cheese curd. Those are fine.
Oh, the cheese ball, the crackers, you get all the cheese. Oh, yeah. I love a good
horrible.
Cheese. Who doesn't love a good cheese ball? But
they're not made out of good cheese.
No, of course they're not. We'll get into that later.
Well, we can no longer say, well, I don't even know anyone who had this virus.
No, I knew some people. Hey, Willie.
Willie Farrell's with
me.
Hey, Willie. Hey, how you feeling?
First of all, I follow you on Facebook, and I knew you.
Yeah.
I remember I missed that part, but I did remember you Facebooking from Vegas the week everything went down. You were gonna do shows all week, and you kept saying nobody's in the hotel. Did you do any shows that week?
Yeah. I ended up doing two. I did Monday night, and as a matter of fact, I was the second to last show in the country. There was a show after me. This guy, a comic named Jay Reed, did me, but yeah, I did a show because the other comedy clubs closed up. They didn't even start the week.
When was it?
And
that was that weekend. It was a Monday after right before St. Patrick's Day, right?
Okay, so mid March.
Yeah, my last show was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, okay,
That was it. No, none of the other comedy clubs. The Cellar wasn't open. Brad Garrett's club wasn't open. But these guys said, "Let's do it." And you know, it was one of the things. You're there, and you know, you just don't think about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Thing I ever did.
That Saturday night, I was at the Funny Bone in Omaha to see Paul Mercurio.
Yeah.
And the very next day, it was like, oh, why'd we go out? But it was crowded that night, so I don't blame anybody.
Yeah.
That weekend, I don't blame anybody. Now, what happened when you got back from Des Moines? When'd you get sick?
I took everything to get out of Vegas. Almost didn't make it out of there because of the planes and everything. So I get home, mm-hmm. and my wife just jumped right on it, man. She just turned into a commando. She goes, "Listen," she goes, "this thing's there. You were in like a petri dish."
Yeah.
So she goes, "So here's the deal. We're just going to start off. You just go upstairs. I'm going to take the middle floor," and our daughter was down in the basement. So we got three floors, three bedrooms on each floor. No problem.
Oh, so they literally quarantined you right away.
They put you away.
Oh yeah. She just went commando on me. and so I'm up there the first day. And I'm like, this is a bunch of bull. And I'll be damned. I wake up the next day and I got a fever of 101.
Whoa.
And that's what happened. For the next week, I can't shake this fever and my chest. And I'm telling you, that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Is you get this cough in your chest and it's like shards of glass. And my wife at the time, she's feeding me Tylenol, she's feeding me NyQuil. So I'm just loopy. I'm just up there just loopy as hell. I don't even care. And finally it got to the point one night where the chest thing is the scary thing because it hurts so bad.
Right.
And I finally realized that, you know what, I think I'm invincible, but I'm a 64-year-old Italian guy with a stent. And COVID doesn't care about the Dagos because you saw what they did to all of them over in Italy. I mean, COVID just almost wiped out probably my entire family.
Yeah, so, good point.
Yeah. COVID came after us strong. So I went to the hospital, and I'm in there, and they got me right in. They made my wife stay out in the car, although I think she chose to stay out in the car. She wanted to be nowhere near me. So anyway, I go in there. They take a chest x-ray. They take blood. They take way too much blood, if you ask me. But, I said, what's going on here? Was there a wreck? Did a disco burn up? Why do you need this much blood? I mean, so, anyway, they take a javelin and they stick it in your nose. I'm not kidding. The thing was 8 feet long. And the whole time I kept on thinking, are you going to run into my brain or something? They said, no, it's not. Not you, no. You ain't gonna mess up. And so they did that. I was there for a couple hours. I came home. Then they called back later that night and said, you got it. So, and there you go. I mean, now, and then here's the worst part. Yeah. After you find out you have it, then they say, no more Tylenol, no more NyQuil. They took away all my drugs. And that's when it got scary because it was like I couldn't sleep. I just laid there. And a depression took over me that I've never had before in my life. I'll be honest. I mean, I was suicidal at that point. I couldn't understand why. I laid there and cried, and I just couldn't. I mean, people were calling, people were texting, all my friends, all my family.
Right.
I wouldn't answer the phone. I wouldn't pick up the text. My wife would check on me all the time, and I would just lay there. And I put it on Comedy Central, thinking maybe. And I can't tell you. I mean, that's the one thing they don't talk about. There's a depression there that is like scary.
Now, did I mean, you?
Yeah,
did
I'm sure
you,
it's traumatic.
They take away those things. Did you have any painkillers whatsoever? You couldn't take them. They wouldn't let you.
Once they said you had the COVID, that was it. You had to go 3 days without a fever, so you couldn't take the Tylenol. And you know the Tylenol PM. I love the Tylenol PM.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God. I take the Tylenol PM in the AM. I don't give a damn. You know that's always it.
Go ahead.
And my family got pissed at me because when I was working my daughter against my wife a lot of times, like, because they wouldn't check with each other because they were in different floors. So I would lie to my daughter and say, I didn't get no NyQuil tonight. Mom, come on, baby. You know, I'm stretching my arm like a junkie. My wife would come on and go, did you take another NyQuil? So then when they start talking to each other, that kind of screwed up my whole drug plan.
First of all, I know they probably don't know the answer to this, but how do they know that – why do they think you just stayed there and beat it as opposed to people that it takes them over and they die?
There's no answer to that. That's the scary part is I really tried not to watch TV or the thing because, I mean, I kept on thinking, I'm a pretty healthy dude, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, a 24-year-old firefighter.
Right, right.
Well, why? And, you know, but no, I mean, there's no explanation. When I went in there and they took the test And they looked at me, and then they said, okay, you look relatively – and then they said, you know, any problems? I said, well, I got a stent. And you know, and they didn't have a very good poker face. I said, well, I got a stent. And they're like, ooh, oh, okay. You know? I said, was that bad? And then I told them I was Italian, and they went, well, you're going to die. So,
Now, how long did it take you to the fever to break? 3 days?
It took a good 7-8 days before. I mean, I felt like, yeah, once she quarantined me, and I went for 3 or 4 days first, and then like my timeline getting all screwed up. But yeah, from start to finish, it was like a 3-week thing, man.
Really,
it was horrible.
Now, it sounds like they turned the test results around pretty quickly. You hear it takes 4 or 5 days sometimes, but you got your results back right away.
I went into this Methodist hospital here in Des Moines, and when I walked in, obviously it was 4 a.m, but when I went through the doors, all there was a nurse right there at the front thing by herself, no one else in the room. And I'm looking around looking to think, you know, they may just think it was like wars, like you know, they're like, you know, gurneys laying all over it,
right,
you know,
right.
Dead bodies in the parking lot.
In New York it is. It wasn't quite in Des Moines. Right, exactly.
That's true, yeah.
So,
and they're perfect, yeah.
So you had to be depressed. Now your wife, you want to protect your family. I get that. So do they just leave food? Yeah. They just leave like a tray of food at the door.
Good. Yeah. It was like she had the mask and she had the Lysol in front of the mask. She was like Patty Hearst. She opened up the door like I thought I was being kidnapped. I was like, so all I could see every morning was a mist, and then like a vague human with a mask on. I kept on thinking I was going to be kidnapped or something, and he'd throw the food at me and slam the door shut. One guy. I was like Rapunzel. I was up on the top there, looking out the window, just trying to wave at people, like,
now,
somebody help me, please.
You mentioned that cough, because I think a lot of people that have any kind of cough, they're all paranoid, but you said it's more pain than you've ever
it
felt.
It hurts?
Yeah.
It shards of glass. And here's the weird thing. You've had a cough before where you just want to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
I mean, no matter what it takes, you want to cough up that little Mucinex guy. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah,
you have to cough him out.
Yeah.
And I was scared to take a breath. I wouldn't even attempt to cough, because once I would start coughing, it hurt so bad.
And
I think that was part of the depression, is I was literally laying up in bed holding my breath because I was scared to cough. Because I thought this is how you die. This is what kills you.
So once you started feeling normal, nobody can still come near you for another week at least, right?
Exactly. Well, I think this gave my wife an out, because she's still not coming near me. So I mean, I don't know what.
But nobody else in the house has gotten sick.
Yeah, it's just me and the dog. The dog likes me, so he stands around. But other than that, everybody else has kind of abandoned me at this point. We're still quarantined. I mean, we're still all on different floors. I mean, because we don't know, like, the timeline for my wife and daughter, how long that's going to be. So,
I never thought about that.
It's kind of funny, because the one thing I haven't got back yet is my taste and smell.
Oh.
I really can't smell or taste anything. And when I can smell, it's kind of weird. It's kind of like a chemical kind of smell.
Right.
And, but so my daughter's like, she goes, you know, I got that same chemical kind of smell. She goes, but now that I think about it, it's just the Lysol. It's just mom spraying the house is coated with Lysol. Everything's shiny here. It's unbelievable. I mean, everything's shiny and wet, the whole house.
Have you had a glass of your favorite whiskey yet?
Oh, yeah. Go to my Facebook page and see when I came out on it, because I am looped out. I'm drunker than hell.
Is that that stream that shows your daughter and your wife and you all talking? Are you hammered in that scene?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to check that out.
Yeah, I'm not only hammered, I'm on anxiety pills.
Okay.
My cousin gave me anxiety pills, so I'm gone.
Check. Yeah, I did see the clip. I didn't get a chance to turn it up because I was in a quiet area. Willie Farrell with us, and coming out of the coronavirus, geez, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
It's so funny, because I had this conversation with my daughter 2 weeks before, because she's 24 and she's concerned about the world. And I remember looking at her going, snap off it. I said, honey, do you even know anybody with corona? I said, do you even know anybody that knows anybody that's got it?
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if it turned out to tag I'm in.
Well, you know what? I'm glad we got a hold of you. I'm glad we found it out, because the fact is there are still some people that think that way. And I mean, if the people people don't know Willie Farrell personally, they've seen you on stage, so they know somebody, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been in touch with anybody?
Don't play with this stuff, man. This ain't funny. And the scary thing is that you know, it's not you. Somebody's got a grandfather, you know,
right?
Your dad, anybody. You don't want to go anywhere near. You don't want to put them through this.
No.
This is ridiculous.
No.
And there's not an acceptable casualty rate. The acceptable casualty rate should be zero.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you been in touch with anybody in Vegas that you worked with, and are they okay?
I have talked to them, but, you know, that's the thing. My problem is all the Vegas guys, they're all a bunch of really young guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they fought right through it. I said in Vegas, there's got to be one older black comic that's diabetes. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Well, the younger guys could have it and not show any symptoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah,
those are the people that are most likely to spread it.
Man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, in Vegas, no one was doing anything. They're still being like they were. You know, they're going, the guys afterwards, a bunch of them were going to a strip club and stuff. So it was like, wow.
Man.
I didn't do that.
Well, then they shut that down, obviously, since then. So, hey, listen, are you... this is the longest time you've been off stage, right? Like most of our comedian friends.
And like I said, the depression was a week. So I wasn't. I mean, I would lay there and I'm thinking, I've lost my funny. I can't find my funny. I couldn't find. I left the television on Comedy Central. I tried to, you know, put a bunch of South Parks in my head or something that it would make me snap out of it.
Right.
And I finally did. And I'm finally better now. So, but it's still weird because my wife and daughter know that I'm trying to do bits on them and stuff. And so they avoid me,
I
try to bring up a topic. You know, my daughter's like, there's no reason. Don't bring up that topic because you think you got a joke in there.
Yeah, Willie, you got to be going nuts because you that's how you do. That's your livelihood. They don't want to hear the wife and the kid don't want to hear the jokes. I love that.
You have a joke. By my house. If you drove by my house, all you would see is me in the window just liquored up, looking out. the neighbors won't make eye contact with me or nothing. I mean, it's just...
Well, first of all, Willie...
And that's another thing that you don't think about is that, you know what, I'm here now, but I still my wife makes me wear this stupid mask out. I look like Bane from Batman. I got this stupid mask on walking around. And you just look like an idiot. I mean, I'm sorry. I just can't... But the neighbors, you look at the neighbors... Like the other day I was walking the dog and the neighbor was out in the porch and he makes his own homemade beer.
Right.
And so he was trying to be nice. Willie, hey, good to see you're doing better. Hi. He goes, when you're ready, I got some beer in here for you. And I went, I wouldn't mind one right now. And he went, well, it's not cold. Well, you just don't want me in your house.
Well, right, because obviously, Willie, in Des Moines, it was in the regular news that you were actually sick. So the whole town knows Willie Farrell was sick, right?
Yeah. This is adult cooties at its worst right here, buddy. This ain't going to leave you.
I'd like a beer now. It's not cold.
Yeah.
We just found out about it today.
I called him out and he pushed out on me. That's what happened. Yeah.
How long has this been in the news? Because we just found out about it today through an email.
I think I did it. It was last week sometime. I think. Yeah, I think it might have been a week now. Yeah.
No,
go look at the Facebook thing because it's kind of funny. Because once you know that I'm hammered, I'm out of my mind. I don't even remember doing it. I mean, it was just crazy.
I just shared that video over to our page and posted it on Twitter.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, check out Willie Farrell. Cool. All right. Well, we hope we see you soon, man. You know,
I miss you guys a ton. Because last time I was in town, you guys were on break. So, definitely make sure. Yeah. You tell Colleen next time I come in, it's got to be when you guys are around because I got to come hang with you guys.
We got alcohol here, but not yet.
You know what?
It's not cold. You can't come yet. All right.
You know what? I'll tell you what this does. It puts it all in perspective, man. It makes every minute. I mean, it's funny because I went from not wanting to talk to everybody now. I think I'm just bothering the hell out of them right now.
That's good.
I'm calling everybody, texting everybody. But I just appreciate the fact of what it's all about. So,
all right,
and I love you guys, and I can't wait to get back there.
Love you, Willie. Take care of yourself, man.
I appreciate you sharing that, man.
Yeah.
Glad you're better.
Yeah, there's a video. I saw him sitting with his wife and his daughter.
It's real, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, that really hit home there. I mean, we've known Willie forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not We knew it was real because I see people dying that I don't know, but they're still
people. Yeah, but hopefully it sinks in a little more.
Just a flu, Todd. Yeah. No big deal.
A guy you've hung out with before.
Get my motorcycle.
A guy you've
no
known for
deal.
A long time.
Right. Yeah.
And it sucks he was in that much pain. I mean, glad he survived, but it's like
that's
he had
hear,
to go through it.
For people you don't know on TV, they talk about that cough being so painful. I've seen that, but you know, to hear Willie talk about it. Yeah. I love how you went. They don't care if it's a Dago or not. She killed half of Italy or something like that.
He's trying to score a NyQuil from his daughter.
He's got material. But his wife, I love the fact that his daughter goes, don't bring that topic up because there's a joke in there.
Well, at least she knows.
I know. Well, she's lived with him her whole life. She knows Willie goes there.
Oh, you just
hey, how about that
too.
Thing? And you know there's a joke coming.
Yeah. Did you see this thing?
Yeah. Then you know there's a joke coming from Willie. Yeah, he was here over the New Year's Eve weekend, right? That's why we weren't here.
Yeah,
here.
Christmas. That's right. That's Christmas time, right. Some's there.
Yeah.
At menshealth.com, according to a survey by adult superstore Adam and Eve, 57% of men clean their sex toys after they use them.
Well,
oh, yeah, you got to keep that fleshlight clean.
57% of men.
Well, because the fleshlight
would be higher.
It's a pretty low number.
Sex toys after they use them.
Yeah, because a fleshlight is basically a collector. You'd think you'd have to clean that off compared to a dildo. So that means 43% don't?
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Ugh. Well, it's after each use. Now, maybe some do after three or four uses.
Yeah, but that fleshlight is likely monogamous.
It's still nasty.
The fleshlight only bangs you.
Yeah, but it's still nasty.
Yeah.
More than a third of men never clean their sex toys.
That's gross.
Even a butt plug?
I don't think it's that in there that they're concerned with here.
Yeah. I realize it's mainly fleshlights.
How many sex toys for dudes are there? Yeah, I can't think of anything other than a fleshlight.
Well, that type of thing, but there's a lot of them.
The butt plug.
There's a lot of them.
The C-ring, but I don't think you need to clean that.
I wouldn't consider that a toy.
Depending on what you do with it.
Yeah, sex toy for a dude, unless you're like clamping something on, you're either sticking it into something or sticking something into you. Like
that's right.
Everything would need to be cleaned.
Thanks for the hand movements too there. I appreciate that.
What's your dad doing right now, Nick? I'm calling.
Probably loading the dishwasher.
Is that a euphemism?
What's more fun than a bag of dildo? Fun than a bag of dildo?
Nothing.
Now, apparently using the same sex toys without washing them can lead to skin and yeast infections.
Ooh.
Men with the uncircumcised penises may be more likely to get yeast infections because bacteria can get trapped up in there.
I eat Pekka cheese.
Yep. Over time, that bacteria grows and can travel into a man's urethra. And that's no good.
No. Clean your sex toys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I would think the fleshlight would be cleaned out immediately.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to tell you that.
Yeah.
Some of those guys have no self-esteem.
No.
There was an anecdote in the article that said that this woman that works at a toy store, you know, physical brick-and-mortar store, says that an odd number of guys ask how long or how many times can they use something before they need to clean it.
Oh, man.
Once.
What's the answer?
Why even ask? Just clean it.
She says once.
Yeah.
But she's pointing out how nasty guys are.
See, she says once and her shoulders just shrug.
You guys are nasty.
Yep. Willie Farrell phoned the program. He had the COVID. He beat it. If you missed it, check the podcast out. He was funny.
Sounded like a pretty awful experience.
He was funny, but he's also, you know, took it out of him. So, on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.